Good morning and welcome to the special meeting of the Michigan State University Board of Trustees. And before I call the meeting to order, I just would like to thank you all for joining us. I want to thank our trustees for convening. We rarely call a special meeting of the board, but there are certain circumstances by which we have time-sensitive personnel actions that we'd like to have the board consider for approval, as well as special projects that might be time sensitive. And that is in fact the case today. We are excited to be welcoming our 52,000 students back to campus here over the next few days. There's a lot of energy on campus, and I just appreciate all those who have been hard at work over these past several weeks to prepare the campus for what I know is gonna be an exciting new academic year. And so, with that, I will call this meeting to order and ask if there's a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second?
Support.
Thank you. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Abstentions? The agenda is approved. With that, we're going to move to personnel actions, and I'd like to invite Vice Provost and Associate Vice President for Faculty and Academic Staff Affairs, Teresa Mastin, to present this meeting's personnel actions. Vice Provost Mastin.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, President Guskowitz. Trustees, I present for approval the items on the August 2025 list of personnel actions. I present for approval the following tenured faculty appointments: Thomas Stubblefield, PhD, Professor, Department of Art, Art History and Design, with tenure, effective July 1, 2025. Miriam Voss, MD, Professor, Department of Pediatrics and Human Development, with tenure, effective August 25, 2025. The action includes the recommendation of James Hintz, PhD, Vice President for Student Affairs, effective August 4th, 2025. The action includes the recommendation of Federica Brandisi, PhD, MSU Research Foundation Professor, and University Distinguished Professor, Department of Plant Biology, for appointment as a John A. Hanna Distinguished Professor, Department of Plant Biology, effective August 15, 2025. Also included in your materials are information reports on academic personnel actions. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Mastin. Is there a motion to approve the personnel actions?
So moved.
Second?
Support.
Thank you. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? The personnel actions are approved. The next item on the agenda, I'm going to ask Chair Kelly Tebe to present, and this is for the approval of the plans for the February 13th permanent memorial, which is something that I know our campus has been ready to put into action to have a special space on our campus to memorialize those who we lost on that tragic day, February 13th, 2 years ago, but also to be a place where we can support those other victims and all those who were in some way affected by this. So with that, I'm going to turn to Chair Kelly Tebe.
Thank you. On behalf of the Trustee Committee on Budget and Finance, I move that the Board of Trustees hereby authorizes the administration to approve the material change to the landscape for the project titled February 13th Permanent Memorial. Judith Stoddard and Brandon List are available for discussion, and I believe Judith was going to make some comments.
And before Judith, before you make comments, can I get to the support piece quickly?
Oh, support for the motion.
Support.
Thank you.
Thank you. Judith.
Good morning.
The motion that is in front of you is the result of a two-year process that started in fall of 2023, and the goal was to provide the opportunity for the MSU community to shape the February 13th memorial from the beginning and thinking about what the memorial would do on campus and how our community would interact with it to the final design. So through over those 2 years, through public surveys, through around 60 focus groups, through conversations with those most directly impacted by the events of February 13th, over 5,000 people participated in this process. And that included defining the purpose of the memorial, what the community wanted to see from the memorial, the mode in which they wanted to interact with the memorial in the space, and the setting and location of the memorial on campus. They provided input on the final designs that were selected, and the design that is in front of you had strong support from many of those who were directly impacted, as well as from the broader MSU community through the surveys. It is in the old horticulture gardens where there's an existing fountain now, and will be a redesign of that fountain and of enhanced and changed garden landscape in that setting to provide a place for people both to come to experience it individually, but also to gather in groups to remember those who were lost and impacted on that day.
Thank you, Judith. Brandon, anything you'd like to add?
No, I think Judith said it well. So thank you, Judith, for that summary. And we look forward to move forward with the next steps in bringing the artists and designers to campus here in the coming weeks and moving the project forward. So thank you, President Guskowitz.
Thank you. And I want to thank you both for the hard work that's gone into this, as well as the work of the committee and the way in which you gathered input, broadly speaking, such that we can have a space on campus that we'll be proud of. Any questions or responses from any of the trustees? Okay, then with that, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? The motion passes. Thank you. So with that, Secretary Flesher, I believe that is the last agenda item, correct?
That is correct. We just need a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Yes, so second? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.